bro.
That's true. That's true. So, you guys look like your whole Jesus group. Tell me about yourself. So you all got Jesus shirts on.
Yeah, you saved my life, man.
You saved your life.
Dude.
What are you handing out?
This is for the Lifelight Festival. We're here from Chicago.
You're from Chicago? I grew up in the western suburbs of Chicago. Westmont, Downers Grove.
Oh, dude, I work out there all the time.
Yeah. It wasn't like that when I was there.
My name's Jay.
This is my wife's sister, Amanda. I call her sister. She's my sister in the Lord. My name's Tupos. Nice to meet you all. Nice to meet you. So you guys with a church body or a religious body?
We work with a bunch of different churches, but we basically go around, preach the gospel, life, death, resurrection, and return to Jesus Christ. Go throughout cities, partner with them, take them door to door, go out to Jesus marches. Out in parks like this, we'll hold services, baptisms. It's all about Jesus.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Did you mention a church body or a church organization?
The name of our group is called Jesus Revival.
Jesus Revival. Is that like you guys meet in a building or in a church building? Or?
So we're all part of like different churches.
You're all part of different churches. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's like what they call a parachurch ministry?
Basically, if you wanted to put a name on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially. Yeah, how about you guys?
I'm a traveling... Oh, yeah, look, I got to get a picture of that. Sister Amma, would you get me a picture of their bus, please, their van? I am a traveling street preacher. And that's our house. That's
okay,
where
cool.
We live full time. We sold everything we own to go and travel and preach the gospel of Jesus all across America. We don't take anybody's money. We just go. I retired early to do this, and we go and preach all over. I've been witnessing in the park, and today we're helping a bunch of saints online. So usually a Saturday is a busy ministry day for us, but there was no events or nothing going on. I was surprised.
What's going on over there?
No events going on. I think it's a birthday party or something. I saw people bringing balloons and gifts or something. Yeah. But there was no events or nothing going on in Sioux City or Sioux Falls. And I thought, well, that's odd. But so we've just been working online. And so you're here like passing out
we're inviting people to this and preaching the gospel. And
so, all right. So are you like the leader of this, this group here?
Yes.
So I'm going to test you. You ready?
Yeah.
Is he ready to be tested? Sure. What is the gospel, hold on, to eternal life? And the path by which we find it.
The gospel to eternal life.
Right. There's kind of two things, because gospel means good news.
Right.
And then the path by which we find it. A lot of people get that confused. They think, well, the good news, and I always like to tell people, if I told you I buried $1 million in a 50-acre plot and said, you can have it if you can find it. Is that good news?
Yeah.
What do you need in order to get it? What would be nice? A map. Where did you put it? Well, I ain't going to tell you. You'd be digging your whole life, maybe never find it. So it's the good news.
Right.
Then how do we apply it? So what's the good news, and then how do we apply it?
So the good news is the gospel, which is the life of Jesus. He lived. He died. Didn't stay dead. He rose 3 days later. So he's alive right now. He's going to return. And the Bible says, Romans 10:9, if we believe that, and we confess him and make him Lord of our life, we repent and turn to him, that's how we receive him. So my story is not being raised in any of this, not being raised in church, being lost. I heard about the gospel, I heard what Jesus did, but like you said, until I came to the place where I believed and I put faith in him, that I was able to receive that. That, you know, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So I received a gift of eternal life from Jesus by putting faith in him.
Okay.
That would be my understanding. When I did that, it took away the drugs, the addiction, the suicide, everything I was dealing with. That was a long time ago. It completely changed my life. And, you know, the Bible says he takes out your stony heart and he gives you a heart of flesh.
Right.
You become a new creation.
Okay. All right.
So that's how I came to know Jesus.
Okay. So let me recap for you. So by faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection, his perfect work, none of us are good enough to work our way to heaven, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So by that, I heard you say the word repentance.
Mm-hmm.
So that first part of the gospel, my wife was a lifelong Lutheran before she was born again. I was pretty much a lifelong pagan, fighting, drunk, all that.
Right.
And then I attended some evangelical places for a time, but I was a very lost man. The Bible says by repentance. This is where a lot of the church systems go wrong.
Sure.
And so terms, we got to get terms right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys realize that about 60% of America claims they're born again?
Probably going every time.
but what is biblically born again?
God bless you guys.
And so by the shed blood of Jesus, his resurrection, the only way, you must repent.
Yeah.
Repentance is what?
Turning from your life the way you were living, turning from sin, turning to God, turning from my ways and what I was doing. It's making Jesus Lord. It's like Jesus said, you have to lose your life.
Amen.
In order to find it.
Amen.
So I got to die, man.
Amen. Amen. So repentance in the Greek is metanoia. It means turn.
Right.
And it means first you change your mind.
Right.
Makes sense, right? If anybody here is married, when you change your mind about somebody to marry them, if you just change your mind and not your actions and you marry them, you end up cheating or being unfaithful.
Right.
You change your mind, you change your ways.
Exactly.
A lot of people think repentance is just, I feel bad for my sin. Jesus, forgive me.
Right.
And they keep doing their sin. So repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways. And I always like to give people help. There's three main things you have to repent of in this world. Your flesh, because it's your enemy.
Right.
The culture, which is Satan's kingdom,
right.
It's your enemy. And here in America, the church systems, and I'll quantify that. Mm-hmm. Because the church systems, whether you believe this or not, were created by Satan to give you another distraction. If everybody knows what a placebo pill is, you're sick and the doctor gives you a sugar pill and says, it'll make you well. You take it and you go, hey, it's gonna make me well, and you start feeling well. The sugar pill didn't do nothing for you. It's a fake. So you got to repent of your flesh. You got to repent of the culture. You got to repent of the church systems that are full of lies. We'll get back to that. And you're right. The Bible says in Acts 5, when God sees a willing vessel, he will give the Holy Spirit. He doesn't give it to anybody who just believes. Satan believes in Jesus. He doesn't get the Holy Spirit. He's not in salvation. You'll be born from above, born again. The fruit that you're born again, this is very important, a term that the American church doesn't, they think born again is you attend church service,
right.
You just put on a t-shirt that says Jesus, you slap a bumper sticker on your car. Hey, when I street preach, I get this all the time. I'm preaching Jesus, I have these people walk by me, and the only thing they want to say and do about Jesus is this. They hold a metal cross off,
yeah,
and they go,
trust me, we...
And you go, I go, wait a minute, that metal cross isn't going to save you. That t-shirt, that bumper sticker won't save you. That church attendance won't save you. Oh, no, we're fine. They walk away. They don't have the fruit.
Right.
And so once you're born again, the fruit that you're of Christ is not church attendance, is not all of the false ways of the culture, is holiness and obedience to what? What would this Holy Spirit of God, and who is also the Holy Spirit of truth, what would he lead us to? Worldliness? Or truth and holiness? Truth and holiness. And so what we find in America is most all Christians that claim Jesus live like the world.
Absolutely.
And they're not holy and they're not separate.
Absolutely.
So holiness and obedience. Hebrews 12 says without holiness, none of us will see God.
Mm-hmm.
What is holiness? Does anybody else, sir, do you know what holiness is?
Absolutely. Living righteously, living whole unto God.
Yeah.
Denying self, living the way God's will is for your life.
Yep. To be set apart for the kingdom of God.
Right.
And then the fruit. I don't know if you folks are Calvinistic, if anybody knows what that means.
No.
There's a cancer in the American church system that believes God picked you for salvation, not you, not you, not you. You get it, not you, not you, not you. And the rest of you are all lost.
We don't hold to that, bro.
Yeah. So we got to endure in a saving faith to the end. I got to endure in my marriage. Are you folks, you folks married? You got to endure in the end till you're married. And so by that gospel, the shed blood of Jesus, repentance, you must be born again. Holiness and obedience and endurance. Now, here's the problem. Maybe you got to get going. The problem is your church systems are lying to you. They're deceiving you. Because what you agreed to, you're not actually doing. What if I told you that? So let's give you some examples. Ready? Sunday. Does anybody gather on Sunday?
Yeah.
Do the people tell you Sunday's the Lord's day? It's a day to gather on Sunday? That's a Roman Catholic lie. The Bible never teaches you Sunday's the Lord's day. Now, you can gather any day of the week.
Right.
We're not Sabbatarians.
Right.
The Saturday Sabbath used to be the mark day. Yeah. Guess who we rest in every day today?
Christ.
Throw it in their shirt there.
Right. Right.
We rest in Christ. So they teach you Sunday's the Lord's day. That's not true. The building ordained system. God did away with that, didn't he, with the temple? Where did all the New Testament saints meet?
Homes,
parks. They did meet in the temple courtyard, but that was the building God built. God did away with that system. So the building-centered mindset. Ready? How about this one? How many do you hear this? Hey, I'm going to church. Yeah, there's my church. Is that really a church? What's the church?
We are.
People. So the church system, in your case, probably all of you go to Sunday church. is a false system that teaches you building centered. It teaches you a lot of false Catholic doctrine. Who celebrates Christmas and Easter here? What church system acknowledges Christmas or Easter? Okay, where did that come from? Can anybody open their Bible? Any man open their Bible and show me where the Bible instructs us or teaches us anything about a Christmas holiday or a Good Friday holiday or a Easter Resurrection Sunday holiday? Is that anywhere in the Bible? It's not. Why are you guys practicing it if Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and you must worship in spirit and truth? Why are you practicing that? Do you know why? Because the Roman Catholics invented it. They merged Christianity with paganism. That's a total pagan faith. The evangelicals broke in Martin Luther. He brought all that with him. Calvin broke. He brought it with him. When all the other groups broke, they brought it with them. Guess what? When all your non-denoms broke, they brought all that with them. And Jesus says in Mark 7, something you guys all need to think about and lose sleep over. Jesus told the Pharisees that were the most religious and moral people on the face of the earth. But they had one problem. What was the Pharisees' problem? You know, per Jesus?
Self-righteousness.
Yeah, well, they had a hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. They had a hypocrisy. Luke 12:1. Hypocrisy was the leaven of the Pharisees. But they were moral, godly people. Jesus said, everything they tell you to do, do it. But don't do it like they do it. They tell you to do it, mm-hmm. but they don't do it. He ridiculed them in Mark 7 for washing of pots and cups. They added this man-made tradition and said, if you come in the temple, you better wash pots and cups and wash your hands and be clean. Otherwise, you're not clean before God. Jesus said, that's not my Father's rule. And Jesus said this, you worship God in vain for keeping man-made tradition. So your traditions of the evangelical non-denominational church systems, they're in vain. I have to lovingly tell you that. If you love Jesus, you got to get in the scriptures and you got to say, I got to follow his way, his word, his truth.
Yo, God bless you, y'all. So quick question with all that.
Can I keep going real quick? All right. So it's not just the pagan holidays. It's feminization. You see my wife, the Bible teaches ladies should cover their heads. Bible teaches that. All the evangelical men for centuries taught that. The last 100 years, feminism rose up. It's all gone. The Bible actually teaches us how to dress, to not dress in pride, to not dress in vanity. In Proverbs 6, it says, if you dress in pride, so that means if you get up in the morning and you do your hair, ladies put on makeup, jewelry, men put on shirts or clothes, go, oh, I look good. That's pride. Guess what you are to God? You're what a sodomite is. And I love the homosexuals and I witness to them, but I'm just using this level. Abomination. Many street preachers tell the homosexuals, you're abomination to God. But they walk around in pride in how they live and act. And the Bible says they're an abomination before God. So if your pastors and your elders and whoever's influencing you haven't taught you to go much deeper in the scriptures than the Sunday church system, and you can meet on Sunday, but that Sunday church system, ready? Any gospel that has not called you out of the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they're not of the world. What's the world? Satan's kingdom, God's kingdom. God's kingdom today is in the heart of his people. It's not this world. Guess whose kingdom this is? Satan's. Mm-hmm. He told Jesus, come to the Pinnacle Mount. I'll give you all these kingdoms. Worship me. How could he give Jesus the kingdoms if they weren't his? Jesus said, my kingdom's not of this world. One day he's coming back going to take the kingdoms of the world back for the Father. But right now, all the kingdoms of the world, what's the kingdoms of the world? Ready? Politics, corrupt, not of the Father. No Christian born of God should be involved in it. Shouldn't. Sports, proud, covetous, rowdy, full of pride. Do you think Jesus would be watching the NFL? Be honest. He had nothing to do with the Roman games. It had nothing to do with any of that. Entertainment, movies. Guess what the Greek word for an actor is? Does anybody know?
Hypocrite.
You're watching hypocrites. I'm a doctor on television. It's a lie. And it usually is full of a bunch of carnal entertainment. Much of it is anti-God, anti-Christ. So if your gospel hasn't called you out of the world to transform how you act, talk, live, dress, how you spend your money, how you spend your time, I wear a tunic. I have to go there. Do you know why I wear a tunic? Not because I want to walk around and look holy. I wear a tunic because in Genesis 3, and we don't teach Torah law, but there are pre-Torah things. He's married to one woman, right? I'm married to one woman. That's pre-Torah. God said, take dominion over the earth. That's pre-Torah. God created man and said it was good. That's pre-Torah. God said, don't drink blood. Nobody here drinks blood, right? I'm going to go home and have myself a big guzzle of blood. That's Genesis 9, pre-Torah. Then Torah comes for Israel. We don't teach that. But in Genesis 3, has anybody ever taught you this? It's a beautiful archetype. Adam and Eve sin. Another test for y'all. What's the first thing they did? Huh? It covered with what? Apron. Leaves. You put an apron on, you're pretty naked. God says right in Genesis 3:21, shed blood, killed animals, and put them in coats of skins, and he had them cover their bodies. Clothing are supposed to be sin coverings, not fashion statements. Think about that. And so he had them cover their bodies. Why do you think he had men and women, women too, a long dress and robe, men in a tunic? Why do you think he had people cover their bodies? What happened to man? Before, they walked around naked. They didn't know sin. Now they know sin. When you know sin, what's the proclivity? If you see a woman walk by in a skin-tight dress showing her body off, what's your proclivity, young man? You go, uh-oh, better not look that way. I might think a bad thought. But when she's covered and not showing herself all off, you got a lot better chance to go, oh, that's just a woman. I look away, man, when she's flaunting it all, or if a man's flaunting it all. So God covered us in sin coverings. And nobody today in the Christian church wants to do that. You know why? They're full of pride. They're full of vanity. Guess what? When you dress, act, live, talk different, guess what you are? You're set apart from the culture. That's exactly what the Bible wants you to be. And today, the church systems, and I can see by your fruit and what you've acknowledged, pagan holidays, you're linked to the world. You got to repent and come out of the world. This concert, I saw one group on there, Skillet, going to be there. You think Skillet, John Cooper, you think he's a godly man? He's not. John Cooper, I think his name is Cooper. John Cooper. Yeah. He's a hooligan. Look up the word. It's not a biblical word, but look it up. He believes Hollywood is producing movies that you young people and everybody should watch, like Superman, like Captain America. He said, we can find Jesus figures in those movies, and it's okay to watch all those movies. Those movies are filled with violence, mysticism, magic, paganism. John Cooper took his band to a place called Hellfest. You ever heard of that? He took his band, not to pick it outside what gospel signs had warned those people. Do you know what Hellfest is? It's a concert gathering for people that worship Satan. And John Cooper, in between the Satan-worshipping groups, took his band on stage. You can see it on the internet. I looked it up. They have a giant Satan come out of the thing. Flames, and everybody's screaming. Goat heads everywhere. Here comes John Cooper to sing a few little songs about Jesus. Make mammon off of them. Says, Jesus loves you. If you repent and follow Jesus, you'll be okay. And he leaves. That sounds like something Jesus or Paul would do. Go join with the pagans. Go in the midst among them and then live, act, and look like them. You look at John Cooper, you can't tell him from the Satan worshipers. Covered in tats. So I'm just trying to level it for you.
I get what you're saying.
And I got articles. Because you're promoting a bunch of false teachers here.
Just because we got to go. We got some kind of time limit here. But I just want to ask you, like, with everything you said, and I'm sure there's things we agree with.
And I got teaching articles on all of this at my website for free. We don't take anybody's money.
What is your community of believers, like, how are you, who do you have as a community?
Oh yeah, we travel full time, we unite with saints all over the world, and I have several brothers that I do get to be in person with, because there's a couple that are in person, but we know saints all over the world, and we gather online, and we hold each other accountable in godly, biblical, holy fellowship. But if you're united with people that are of the world and you're of the world, that's not godly fellowship. That's compromised worldly fellowship. Mm-hmm. And the big difference is, if you think you're going to make it to the kingdom of God, living like a goat, that's the world. You're sorely deceived. You need to come out from those church systems and the culture and be a sheep of God. And there will be a puny few. That word in Matthew 7, few, look it up in the Greek. I encourage you to look at the Greek words. It means a puny number. 8 got on the ark out of millions, probably.
Exactly.
2, 3 come out of Sodom and Gomorrah, out of tens of thousands. How about this number? How many came out of Israel of the fighting age men? How many men came out of Israel, out of Egypt, and then went into the Holy Lands? Anybody know? Out of 600,000. 600,000 men, it tells us in the Bible. 2, Joshua and Caleb. The only true godly men. The rest of them were moaners, complainers, sinful, wicked. God said, you won't enter in. When Jesus says few, he's looking, he's a prophet of the Old Testament, the greatest prophet ever. He's talking about those fews. So you look at America and you compare that 600,000 to 330 million to that same ratio, and I'm not telling you how, this is how many, it's like 1,500 people. Just giving you a level. So examine your lives. See if you're not practicing churchianity and not biblical Christianity. I think that you all have a life. I was there once. I know it. I'm no better than you, but I'm different today. I think you have a life with Jesus sprinkled on the top of your cake with icing, like they say. I don't think he's your whole cake. Because if Jesus was your whole cake, you would be going deep in the scriptures and you'd be living different, acting different, dressing different, talking different. You wouldn't be promoting this pride and this vanity. John Cooper becoming a multimillionaire selling so-called godly music. Did Jesus make a whip in John 2, flipping over tables for the selling of the things of God? He did. That's what's going on there. Your concert may be free. They're making money. These guys are all making money. And I've been at a couple music concerts. I don't know much about this one. But I've been at music concerts where, man, these guys, Chris Tomlin, I got to rebuke Chris Tomlin to his face walking down the sidewalk. You can see it on my video. Look up my City on the Hill exposing. You must repent, folks. We love you. You're our neighbors. I see your zeal for a Jesus. Do you have the biblical Savior that calls you out of the world?
Absolutely.
And guess what? You will be hated. This is not hated Christianity.
Bro, we're hated.
This is entertainment Christianity.
We're hated everywhere we go, man.
Really? For what? What do you call people out of? You're living in the world, sir.
Okay. You're saying it because of the way I'm dressed.
Yeah, because of how you dress your temple, pride and vanity with your haircut, your associations, pagan holidays. Your gospel doesn't call people out of the world to holiness.
And you're basing that upon my salvation.
Of course.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, because faith and works go together. It's not faith alone, grace alone. Can you open your Bible? Show me one verse where it says faith alone, grace alone, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there.
Yeah.
Faith alone, grace alone isn't there.
No, I agree, man.
You know who God blesses?
Who does God bless?
Those who obey him. Yeah. John 9 says he didn't hear the prayers of sinners. And so you guys are practicing a false churchianity. And I love y'all. You guys are practicing a false Jesus. Well, here's the thing. You came out of drugs, ready? He came out of drugs and all kinds of stuff. There's going to be a lot of sober people in hell. I hear a lot of stories. I came out of drugs and porn and alcohol. Great.
Jesus, bro.
Keep going. But if you love Jesus, you'll obey him, and you're not today.
Yeah.
You're not. And if you're leading any of these people, you're deceiving them. And Jesus said it's better that you be a millstone around your neck cast in the ocean than to deceive anyone. So I'm glad we met. Our website, don'tperish.com, has thousands of articles for free.
Sure it does.
Don't be deceived by modern churchianity. You folks are going to lose your souls. You're going to lose your souls. Lukewarm. Go read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus said, I'm coming back. He said, I see your works are not perfect. You got a lot of sin and false traditions. Leave them, repent, get back to your first love, or you're going to lose your lampstand, which is your salvation.
Blessings, man.
If you follow him, sir, you'll obey him. You're not today. We love you.
Thank you, man.
We love you. We care for your souls. Repent and seek the kingdom of God. I hope you come out of your Sunday Jesus. Come out of your Sunday, Jesus, and seek the one true Savior in spirit and truth.
It's just a lot of self-righteousness, bro.
What's that?
It's a lot of self-righteousness right now. But I love you.
Self-righteousness? Yes. Who did I preach this entire time?
You.
No, I preached Jesus Christ crucified.
This is about you.
Really, Jesus said, let your good works be seen before men so that your Father in heaven may be glorified.
It's not good. You're alone.
What's that?
You're alone.
I'm alone?
Yes.
What do you mean? I got saints that I fellowship with all over the world. You just made a unrighteous judgment. You're going to lose your soul.
That's what you just did to me.
No, because I can see you're worldly and you're with a false group. That group that you're with tomorrow?
We're trying to have a conversation.
I love you too.
But
you just took a shot at God's people.
That's what you just did for an hour. I'm trying to have a conversation with you,
yeah.
But you're not
letting me talk.
You're interrupting me.
You got up and walked by and said, we're all about self-righteousness, and I'm going to condemn that.
You spoke for an hour.
I'm going to condemn that.
Listen, a conversation is when one
person... Do you have anything to teach me in God's word? I'll listen.
Listen.
Give me scripture.
What do you mean?
Teach me in God's word something. You want to talk.
The Bible
I listen to God's word.
Okay. The Bible says that we need to be a part of community, and you are a part of no community. You're about being alone. Like, it's just you two here.
What do you mean?
Where's the church?
Jesus sent them out by twos.
He did send them out by twos.
They weren't with their group of believers.
But then they came together.
We come together all the time with believers. We were just
often
on the phone with believers not long ago.
But I'm saying
so you were making
person,
unrighteous judgment.
And that's what you do.
No.
Yes.
I can see your fruit, sir. That goat farm that you're having tomorrow is a stain against a holy God.
And I'm sorry you feel that way.
It's what the Bible teaches.
Listen, and I would love to have these conversations.
You're decorating your temple with words. If God built a temple, would you come and spray paint on it?
No.
Why'd you put that on your temple? Jesus saves, bro.
He doesn't.
You're just trying to... He saves if you believe, repent, and follow.
Yes.
Faith and works go together. Yes. We're in a blood covenant. You guys have made your own false Jesus in the churchianity system, and I love you enough to tell you that.
And I agree with you.
And don't tell me self-righteousness.
No, listen. I'm in the same boat as you.
No, you're not.
I am. Listen.
And you're not my brother.
All right, that's fine.
You're not my brother unless you follow the biblical Savior.
That's fine.
Then you're my brother.
That's fine. But listen, you come to this understanding that where you're at right now, and I came to my understanding. Again, God saved me from a lie, but you said you have your own beliefs.
Mine's based on Scripture.
Exactly.
Yours is based on the world.
Okay, but that's your opinion. But listen, that's your that's your interpretation of
Peter
the Bible.
Peter says there's one interpretation.
Yes.
And Jesus said, come out of the world. You haven't.
Yes. Okay, fine.
Jesus said, worship in spirit and truth, and you aren't.
Listen, I just want to say I'm going to be praying for you, bro. And I love you, bro. That's all I'm going to say.
I love you, too. That's why I'm telling you the truth. If you don't repent, you're going to lose your soul. If you don't stop hanging around with guys like this, worldly, carnal guys, you're going to lose your soul.
Love you, sir.
We love you, too. You got to repent. You got to come out and seek after the biblical Savior. Don't waste your time. All your works are going to be burned up, men. Turn and seek Jesus Christ in spirit and truth.